Barrhead, it was a great way to end the season. The Barrhead Swim Club is a competitive club boasting 35 members ranging from 7 to 17 years old. It is the club's sixth season since rebooting following the construction of the new aquatics center. On the weekend of April 6 and 7, the Barrhead Swim Club participated in their last swim meet of the season, hosted by the Edson Candy Crush Swim Club. Head coach Kylie Munier said that club members recorded 97 personal best times. 29 of those were in first-time swims, she said. Munier said Barrhead swimmers took 919.74 seconds or 15.33 minutes off their personal best times and recorded 102 top 10 finishes, including 69 in the top 5. Several of Barrhead swimmers also had podium finishes, including Corey Bloom in a girls 8 years old and under event, Serena Strydhorst, earning bronze in an 11 to 12 years old girls swim, Aylin Rose Dembski taking bronze in a 13 to 14 years old swim and Colby Chase taking home a silver medal in a boys 15 years old and over swim. Munier added that several of the club swimmers also qualified to swim in the Okanator, a series of 25-meter freestyle heats to determine the meet's quickest swimmer. Okanator participants included Carson and Corey Bloom, Aria Elwine, Aylin Rose and Kyler Dembski, Robert Williams, William Thompson and Chase. Munier said the two swim meets in Edson were two events she and the other coaching staff targeted at the beginning of the season. The first swim meet in Edson was in November. It is one of the most fun, enjoyable meets to attend, she said. The swim meet organizers just do an amazing job. Both meets are so good. The quality of the event is one reason the swim club brought such a large contingent to the meet, with 26 competing on the first day and 22 the next. It is also one of the two overnight events of the season, which is quite a novelty for many of the swimmers, Munier said. As for the event itself, Munier said the pool in the Edson and District Leisure Center is one of the smaller ones the club has competed in this season. It is 5 lanes, and there is not much of a viewing area for parents, and there is not a lot of room for swimmers on the pool deck, she said. It is quite cozy. We had our own space on the deck, but we were all kind of on top of each other, but that is one of the things that makes it fun. Although the swim club has had barely enough time to dry everything out, Munier said, plans are already on the way for next season, which they hope to kick off about a month earlier, in mid-September. A lot of it will depend on when we can get back into the pool, she said, adding the Barrhead Regional Aquatics Center typically closes in early September for 2 weeks of maintenance. Town of Barrhead Mayor Dave McKenzie, at a March council meeting, stated that the Barrhead Agricultural Society is working with the Parks and Recreation Department in hopes of timing the annual 2-week maintenance period so it is completed before the Wildrose Rodeo Association Challenge Finals event that makes its return to the community after a year's hiatus held at the Agrena on September 19 to 22. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.